Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. Hi, and welcome to Awareness to Action. I'm Joan Marlowe, and my guest today is Patricia Federico. And Patricia has been part of my life for years and years and years. And today is going to be a very interesting show. She and I have to rail ourselves in because we get off on tangents and stuff. So we work very hard to segment off our show to make sure that you really, really sense the essence of who Patricia is and all the magnificence that she presents. So rather than even share her normal bio, you can go back and read about that. I'm pulling up information that came to me while I was doing some more research about her and other information. So she refers to herself as a normal woman with supernatural powers. She also uses words like curandera, salvadora, mystic, healer, intuitive, massage therapist, teacher, supporter of the Latina and Native American cultures. She uses ancient healing arts of many worlds to support others. And she's helped over 40,000 people in this world. And I am really proud and happy to say that she has helped me more than one time because she's been all of those things for me when I've been going through transitions in my life and just not getting all the pieces and parts. I go to Patricia to help sort those things out. And she gives me the kick in the pants that I need sometimes. She also gives me amazing, amazing, amazing insight. Her intuition is like no other, truly like no other. She is a gifted intuitive and she's an empath. And she's one of the Southwest's most trusted stress management consultants and an alternative healer. She's an expert in wholeness, holistic pain relief, and well-being. And can't we all use that in some way, shape, or form? So I just want to say welcome, Patricia. I'm so excited about this. And that is a beautiful room that you are in. Those colors are so you. I mean, that is just magnificent. So again, there's my first little sideline squirrel, off I go, but welcome, 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 welcome.
Thank you, Joan. What a beautiful introduction. And it's very beautiful. And, you know, as I'm listening to you, sometimes us as women, sometimes it's hard for us to accept our greatness because we judge ourselves. But the beauty of it is when you hear another sister support you and offer those beautiful things about you. And then that's when you sit there and go, wow. And even though I've been doing this work for 30 years, I'm in wonderment and in awe every time I hear such a beautiful introduction. So thank you.
Well, and again, I mean, I took words from articles that I read about you and from your website, but I could say that from my heart because you have been in my heart. Over the years, Patricia has, years and years and years ago, every year, probably in November, December, we would actually do a workshop. I would bring in 12, 15, 20 women, and we would do these amazing things outside to be honoring the earth and honoring our Mother Earth and, you know, Father Sky and what I just amazing, amazing things. So I've seen so many parts of you. So those words, and I had to have it, of course, on a piece of paper because I didn't want to miss anything. And every single piece of that is real. So as I start so many of my shows, I love to talk about operational definitions. And the other day when Patricia and I were talking, she says, what the devil do you even mean by that? So what I mean by that is part of my world, part of my background was that I worked in total quality management. And in that world, we had to have specific definitions so that everybody that was on the team understood what it was we were trying to accomplish, what we were going to be measuring, what we were going to be creating, what procedures, what specific procedures we were going to be creating as well. And as I also shared with her a couple of weeks ago, some of my shows, I had two or three guests that talked about empowerment, but in each and every case, the word empowerment was something different. And what Patricia just said as well, in talking about sometimes we need that help as women to understand the gloriousness of us and our magnificence. And it's always good to have those kinds of things. But also, we're going to be talking about some areas that might be not your everyday ilk in your everyday walk of life with Patricia, because it's difficult sometimes to talk about what Patricia does. And I've referred many people to her as well. So it's very, very difficult. So let's talk about some operational definitions. So some of the operational, and I'm going to ask her to give me her definitions. So the first one, of course, is healer. And this is a powerful word. And I refer to myself as a healer, but it took me a long time to get comfortable in saying that. Just again, what you said a minute ago, Patricia, about the fact that we're out here and we're doing our shtick, but are we really walking in our own light? So take a couple of minutes and explain to us what you mean by healer so that folks can understand it. And it's beautiful.
Yes, thank you. And it's so very right on when you say that we have a hard time like identifying with the word healer, because there are a lot of people that don't quite understand what that means, especially if they're there's, you know, our younger groups, the millennials, and a lot of the younger groups don't, well, I don't want to say they don't understand, but the concept of healer, like, what does that really mean? Just as you're asking, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in all reality, we are all healers. Each and every one of us, we're all an instrument of a healing source. We're all an instrument of a healing light. So, but if we take it a step further and say, are we using this healing gift as a vocation, then it progresses to a healing art, because now you're focusing on a healing art. So let's start with the word heal, okay? And I'm looking at a little piece of paper here so I could keep on track as well. But heal is to become sound and healthy again, or to heal or to be healed. That is the word heal in the dictionary. So in essence, that means that we're all healers. Mm-hmm. We're all healers. And what you said a little earlier about, you know, writing down and your definitions and things like this, in my world, we call it intention. What is your intention mm-hmm. today? You know, like my intention is to offer to the best of my ability, information about myself, to share out with everybody. So, this art, the healing art, is something that someone becomes more focused on, becomes their intention to use the healing art as a tool to help another person. Mm-hmm. So we are all healers. We're all instruments of source. We are all have capabilities to heal ourselves in many ways. But where I come in, or a lot of us comes in, is that we all need some assistance, because sometimes we get down to the point where we don't have the energy and the health and the stamina to do our own healing. And so that's when we need others to assist us and help us, because humans need humans. Yes, we're our own healers. However, the word healer is a vocation. To going full circle to answer the question, it's a vocation that we put our intention on to create a healing art to be of service to humanity.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. That, again, beautiful. I can hear you talk about that dozens of times. Each time there's a different element to it. But even when you look, and when I talk about people's ability to heal, and I talk about it in the Reiki world, it's all about the fact that even when a mother or a father, especially a mother, the maternal instinct or whatever, that maternal drive or maternal being, it's just intentionally created to create warmth and comfort with a child, et cetera. It's just that natural use, et cetera. And what else you said is so true is sometimes we get in our own way and we can't break through. And that's the magic that you offer. So, because again, like I say, when she's a counselor, et cetera, she will actually break things down for you. So that at times it might be baffling yet, because you're going, well, I didn't do that. I don't do those kinds of things. And she's got this way about her that she brings you to the point of saying that you can actually see what's going on. And the beauty, again, of our conversations that we've had in preparing for this show is, again, taking the essence of the whole show, which is awareness to action. And everything that we're talking about today relates to awareness. So some of the stuff you might be hearing today might be different for you because it's not in your normal world. But that's okay, because we all start with awareness, and from there we move forward. So as we move forward in this show, we've actually sectioned this off into four different segments, and we'll talk about when we come back from break, we're going to talk about doing directional work, and we're going to talk about the power of those directions and how you can do things for yourself to bring healing to your mind, body, and your spirit, and the who you are, so you can do your good in the world in whatever mode your purpose, your passion, and your healing ability happens to be. Is that fair enough?
Fair.
Okay, great. Well, let's go to a break and we're going to come on back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant, because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
And welcome back to my show. And Patricia Federico is my guest, and her business is Mi Tiara Healing Arts. And in our first little segment here, we're talking about what the devil healing means in the scheme of things. And there's a process that we're going through today in this program. We started with the beginning, and now we're moving into another layer of information for you. We're developing this awareness. One of the things that I have been amazed and that I adore whenever I do spiritual kinds of happenings is it's this amazing ceremony that relates to calling in the directions. So share with us a little bit about how the directions work. And even when we talked about the first segment being the beginning, now we're moving into the next section. What does that mean?
Okay, well, first of all, allow me to mention that in the very beginning of my spiritual journey was more of deities and an energy that I didn't quite understand, but I knew it was powerful and beautiful. And I saw the energy as source, as God, as spirit, right? And the more I learned about my culture, and the more I learned about the Mesoamerican healing arts, which is does a lot of the healing work through the sacred winds, also known as los vientos sagrados, which means the sacred winds. And so the more I learned about the importance of the cardinal directions and that we are more than what we see in front of our eyes and what we acknowledge, we are a little bit of everything. We are cosmic. We're part of the wind. We're part of fire. We're part of the water. We're part of everything. So to me, it makes sense that, and you go back and you think about even trying to find your direction, you have to know where you're at. Mm-hmm. If you want to drive north, you have to know where you're standing. Am I south? Am I east? What direction am I going in? So to me, it made sense that it's such a very ancient way of calling in these sacred winds to work with, something that I was unaware of when I was a young woman. But as time went and I learned more about the traditional ancient healing arts, I learned the importance of the sacred winds. And so the sacred winds means that each direction, each wind has an energy to it. And as you mentioned about the beginning, the east. So the beginning of the east is where the sun rises, the beginning of a new day, new way, new attitude, and the ability for us to create a new self when the sun rises. Mm-hmm. And to release the old, you know, if we've made mistakes or we've, you know, did something that wasn't quite healthy, you know, like in my case, maybe eating too much sugar or something, you know, things like that, that we have a new opportunity now to start anew. So that would be the east direction.
But let me pop in there. And yeah. Listeners, go back and listen to that section again. Listen to the power that you have simply by going to bed at night, letting the day that just passed before you, let it filter through. The next day, you have a new opportunity to do it over again, to do it differently, to take what you learned from yesterday, if you didn't like, rather than beat yourself up and say, I am not enough, et cetera, and do bad things to yourself or say, again, up here, think about that. You have an opportunity every single morning to start over again. That was powerful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes. Would you want me to continue the directions or? But well, which direction would you like me to go in?
Here we go. So I think this is a wonderful time for you to talk a little bit about what you do in the morning to start your day. I mean, let's start our lessons right now for folks. And this is really, really powerful as well, because folks are always looking for directions. They say, well, what do I do? How do I start this day? Well, my comment always is, you start the day by saying, okay, is it going to be a good day or a bad day? What's my attitude going to be? And then you move forward and you set an intention along that way. But yours is far more powerful, I think.
Oh, thank you. And it's an honor to be able to share it with people. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you know, in what's called the ceremony of the directions, one of the what I love about it is the ability to, when you wake up in the morning, you're asking me about me. So what I do is I wake up in the morning. When I wake up, I don't even look at my phone. I try not to. It's very rare that I do. I normally, my ritual is to wake up, go outside, put my hands up facing towards the sun, where the sun is rising. And recently I had I was interviewed and someone said, what if there's no sun? Because during the winter, the sun doesn't rise at the same time and it could be dark. And I said that if we visualize the sun in our third eye, or we use our imagination to see the sun, because we all know what the sun looks, what it feels like. We know its warmth. We know its brightness. So if it's dark in your area where you live in the morning when you wake up, it's best to visualize. If you can't go outside and there's snow or rain outside or something
like
that.
Our hearts go out to you. Yeah.
Yes. So it's important to know what the sun feels like and what it feels like in your heart and into your third eye, into your mind. And, you know, you place your hands up towards the sun and allow yourself to receive the energy mm-hmm. of the sun. And I make a choice to state what I'm grateful for. You know, I state what I'm grateful for waking up. I'm grateful for my mm-hmm. sacred breath. I'm grateful for my sight, my touch, my taste. You can go through everything that you're grateful for. And at that point, you're already beginning to lift your energies up. You know, you're lifting your energies up. And so, and at that point, I do some deep breathing, because the deep breathing is what tells the body that it's okay to relax. So I do 9 deep breaths. I call it the warrior breath. And so I do 9 deep breaths, and then I cultivate with my hands a orb of energy. And I visualize what the sun would look like in my hands. And the way I started doing that was actually when I was outside, I put my hands up and I, you know, you could stand out there and put your hands up to make it look like you're actually holding the sun. And then I imprinted that image into myself. So now I know what it feels like to hold the sun in my hands. Hmm. So then I cultivate that orb of light, that source, and then I visualize inserting it into my core, which is near the belly button area. So that's one of the first steps that I do each morning to give myself the energy, to give myself inspiration, and to, more than anything, cultivate who I am, cultivate who each and every one of you are, because we all carry that light. You have that in your heart, and your spirit is the essence of that light. So and so that is what, you know, is how I start my morning. And I encourage everyone to do it. And several of my clients and students that follow that ritual will sometimes say, well, it's not quite always working for me. But then when I question and find out more, they're only doing it once a week. So it's mm-hmm. it's a discipline. Mm-hmm. 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 It's a discipline.
And again, that's powerful too, whether you call it a discipline or a habit. And actually, discipline is even a better phrase than habit, because the discipline, you don't even give it a thought anymore. You just go into, and we don't really want it to be autopilot, because then we aren't using our conscious brain, but our conscious means. But I think that's really, really powerful. And I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great to start doing that also with your children, your grandchildren, just to start little ones to look at the way they look at the world in that manner before they face their day of going to school or a school at any level or facing whatever it is they're going to face, and to find that part of themselves that says, I can do this. I can do this. And maybe it's to get brave to share that things aren't going well for them. Who knows what it could be? But again, using a simple discipline like that is really powerful. And also using that imagination, thinking we know where the sun's going to rise because we've seen it happen. But we many times, and I talk about this too, many times we don't take time to look up, just to look up and just say thank you for what's actually out there. So yeah, mm-hmm. That's great. And one of the things that we also, I mean, the whole name of this show is Waking the Healer Inside of You, was the title that we created for this show. And so that really is the first step in doing that.
Yes. Yes. And thank you for pointing out about how you mentioned about just being an autopilot, because that's another thing that happens that has come up with a few clients where they say, I'm doing this ritual or this empowerment of light every day, but I'm still not feeling quite the way I hope that it would help me out. And so, and talking to them more and digging a little bit more, I learned that they were just an autopilot and they were just following the motions, mm-hmm. but not really embracing the moment. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we follow the motions and do not embrace the moment. So once we talked about that, she said, oh my gosh, I was thinking about other things and just hoping that that long as I follow the motions, it's still going to work. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's very important to be present, mm-hmm. you know, to be present and your own witness of cultivating your own power.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And before we go to break, I mean, my point is I'm sitting here smiling inside and out because as I've looked at so many of my guests, this message is the same, but each and every time my guest has explained it in a very, very different, unique way. But this is just so practical. And it seems to be a common theme out there, folks. If you want to create better wellness in your body, mind, and spirit, this might be something you want to try. And what do you have to lose? I mean, try it and see. And again, Patricia and I are available by all means. Tell us all about it. Send us notes and whatever. And we'll talk about that information later on. But send us notes and let us know, because we want to know about your successes as well as the stumbling blocks that you have. So let's go to break and we're going to come on back.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as Holistic Heart-Centered Counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
And again, welcome back to Awareness to Action. My guest today is Patricia Federico, and she is the queen of developing awareness and sharing awareness. That's what we've been talking about right now. So during break, we were talking a little bit about truly looking at this as an awakening. And we have to wake up ourselves in some way, shape, or form. So let's move on with those conversations, Patricia. What do you have to share?
So I'm going to repeat what you just said so that I can make sure I understand correctly.
Oh, there we go. Operational definitions, checking your understanding.
Yes, yes. And so you mentioned about the awakening for all of us. Is that what you mentioned to me?
Yes.
Yes. So we talked about the sacred winds, right? We talked about the beginning of the morning. We talked about beginning of life. And when the sun rises, is the beginning of each day for each and every one of us. And the other sacred direction in the Mesoamerican culture, because every culture has their own way of how they receive their directions. And in the Mesoamerican culture, it goes clockwise. So we face the east and we visualize following our heart. And then we turn and face west. So following the heart, which is key because it's important that each and every one of us follows our heart, mm-hmm. What our heart is telling us, and we'll go a little bit more about that later. But the awakening in all of us and receiving the energy of the West direction, which has to do with the person that's working with the sacred winds, is to acknowledge the ability to repurpose, to regroup, to revive, to restart. And all this is required with the setting of the sun, because we all need to take time to ourselves to regroup, right? When the sun sets, we usually slow down. We close down for the night. We turn lights off. It's a time to rest for most of us. So, and that's an intention setting of giving the body time to regenerate. Mm-hmm. And during this regeneration of ourselves, of our cell, there's kind of a trick in words there, of ourselves and our cells, right? Mm-hmm. S-E-L-L-S and then S-E-L. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it's a time to just honor our temples, honor our body, and ask when we go to sleep, to whatever your belief system is, whatever you have faith in, the source that you pray to, the source that you believe in, whatever that is to ask it, that source, that holiness, to allow your body to rest. And you're giving yourself permission, because remember, when it's all said and done, you are the master of your own life. So it is a matter of you giving yourself permission to rest and close down for the night and receive these regenerational energies that we experience as humans when we're resting.
Wow. And that's powerful as well. And again, it's all about this level of awareness that we are talking about right now. And yeah, you might know that's true, but also listening to your body and what your body is telling you to do when it does. Well, I know for me, I'm not liking the, I prefer here in Arizona when the sun comes up at 4:35 or whatever else in the morning. And that's when my day starts. And I love it when it's still like dusky at like 9 o'clock at night. I love that. And however, because it sort of like shortens my day when it's starting darker in the morning, it gets darker earlier. And I go, where did that day go? But it's, I need to change this mindset because my body is so in mode with that lightness, brightness piece. But I think each one of us has to look at it a different way and honor our body as far as even how we receive, how we choose to have our food. You know, breakfast is breaking the fast of having your sleep. And again, your supper, your late night meal, your evening meal or whatever. It's just to give you that fuel to get you through that night. It's your hibernation period where you're doing all this churning and your body is working to get you to that next day. So all of that is there. So this is rather fun hearing it in this way. All right. So now where are we going in our directions?
Okay. So our next direction, we went from east to west, mm-hmm. and then we follow our heart and face the south, and the south is in reference to rebirth. And the south also represents inner child and embracing the inner child. And oftentimes many of us have issues with our upbringing and letting go of pain and forgiveness. So to me, the south rebirth, it all has to do with forgiving ourselves and forgiving others. And sometimes we choose, it's hard to forgive someone else. It's really hard to forgive when we don't understand why it happened or the way something happened the way it did. But mostly, as you may know already, the forgiveness is more for yourself.
That's right.
You know, yes, it's more for healing yourself. Because it's not good for our soul and our spirit to hold on to grudges and anger and things like, you know, those types of emotions that are low frequencies. So it's not good for us, not physically, not spiritually, not emotionally. So the South is a time to recognize that we can rebirth and that we can nurture the inner child. And embracing the inner child, you know, and also honoring your rituals and your deities. Like for me, I'm a big believer in Archangel Michael. So, mm-hmm. you know, invoking Archangel Michael also for protection, because I'm such a big believer. And I don't expect others to believe in angels, but we all have a belief in something powerful. And, you know, it could be believing in, an element, you know, one of the elements. And so, anyways, the rebirth is what's a very, very powerful, is giving yourself an opportunity to forgive others, to forgive yourself, and to rebirth your inner child and embody that inner child.
Mm-hmm. So... you know, one of the things that we spoke about in our conversations and all of this is we talked about we are who we are because we learn from our mistakes. Is that where this falls into line as far as when we have made a mistake or something didn't turn out the way we wanted it to do? This is our mulligan. This is our time to let's try it again. Whether we go and find someone to do brainstorming with or whatever, or whether we read some blogs or watch a YouTube or whatever we do. But this is our do-over time.
Yes. Well, this is a time to reflect as well on the rebirth, because And you hit it right at the nail on the head, because it's important for us to, we said forgiveness. And, you know, even though we've, a lot of us, I can speak for myself, I've learned what's made me, I feel very connected and a very powerful instrument for others, is that I've accepted the mistakes I've made. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of the mistakes is who made me who I am today. Because some people have different ways of learning, and some of us have to have different experiences to learn from. Mm-hmm. And we'd always don't have the perfect environments to learn these things.
Nope. No? Let's start talking about that. Yeah. How many hours would we be talking about that? But again, we are the history of our mistakes. And again, this whole program is about awareness to action and talking about an aha moment. And we didn't speak specifically about that, but again, you're intertwining all of that in the story that you're sharing with us right now. But it has to do with you weren't meeting your needs. You weren't, you know, corporate America for you wasn't meeting your goal, wasn't meeting who you were on the inside. And again, all of my guests have spoken about, you know, they were doing something and they might've been making tons of money, et cetera, but it wasn't feeding their soul. It wasn't their purpose. It wasn't who they really wanted to be. And again, my philosophy is go and try. What do you have? I mean, whether it be a mistake or whether it be a choice that you have to make, because nothing ventured, nothing gained. You've got to give it a whirl and try some other things. And yeah, well, even for you, I mean, we've got to go to break here in a second, but even for you, making your jump to do what you're doing on a full-time basis. I mean, you had the upbringing, you had the DNA, you've got that deep sense of that healing power that was so strong, and you had so many insights as a little kid to move forward in this. And look at the magic. Look at the magic that you have brought to your 40,000 plus individuals. And we talked about that. I said, are you sure 40,000? I said, that's kind of a lot. And she goes, no, it's really 40,000. And it's very true. It can just happen over a 30-year period with yes. the things that you are involved in. Oh, my Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. And that was just counting appointments on ledgers, on appointment books, 40,000. I didn't count the groups. One time I did a presentation for 300 students at ASU, mm-hmm. and I guided them in the abilities of facing the East and cultivating that orb of energy. And we talked about energy. So there's several groups that I have presented for. Even with you, one of the first ones that I did for you was in Apache Junction, Gold Canyon, I believe. And we had several. Goodness.
Forgot about
yes.
that.
Yeah. Yes. And so I very rarely record all those people. So I'm sure it's way over 50,000. People or 60,000, because there's
how
been
many lives you've touched. Yep. Yep. And enhanced.
I'm very honored and very blessed. Yes.
Well, and I'm an honor to have had that opportunity and to share you so much. So let's go to break. We're going to come back and do a wrap up, and it's going to be very exciting.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Hi, and welcome back. And again, we're talking about those four directions. And as we're approaching the end of the show, which is our quote unquote fourth direction here, and sort of our wrap up, let's talk about the North, the powerful North.
Yes. So the North represents, in my tradition, the wisdom. Because those of us that are, I'm going to say for myself, that are in our elder years, we are facing the north direction. And that is the time when you incorporate your wisdom with your intelligence. What have you learned in your journey? What have you learned in your walk? And for those that are, you know, the younger group of people, you could obviously still incorporate this into where you are currently. You know, because it's you're accumulating this energy, you're accumulating these energies from all the sacred directions, and you can practice to use these every day. And if not every day, at least, you know, at times that you choose to do special rituals, whether it's on a full moon or a new moon, or maybe doing letting go of something, maybe a heartache, or a pain, because I like to see pain as an energy that's telling me something, and releasing it that as well. Mm-hmm. And so the North represents incorporating your wisdom with your intelligence, because the way I see it is we can be extremely intelligent. There's people extremely educated and very intelligent, but if you're not incorporating your wisdom and weaving it together, and you're not using it in a way where it's for your highest good. So it's important to incorporate our wisdom from our experiences, from our mistakes, from everything, our walk and our journey, our spiritual walk, with the wisdom, and bring an awareness, this awareness, and the awareness of where you are standing, and how the North also represents purification, allowing yourself to purify your thoughts, to receive the energy. The North represents the cold, the North Star, the snow, the purification, that where the cold wind comes from. So all this has to do with refreshing and reviving and purifying our soul, our spirit, and ourselves. So now you have incorporated all the four directions, and we haven't even counted the Mother Earth energy Mm-mm. and the Father Sky energy yet. So just in the four directions, just in doing that, it's very powerful, because it brings an awareness to yourself and to your soul and to your community, to your family, to your friends, when you incorporate this type of directional work.
Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I know, and like I said, this is like one of my favorite things to talk about the direction. And again, my awareness is there, but I don't care how many, and I try to practice. I mean, and now my next goal is going to be think specifically that this is going to be north, south, east, west energy, because that's how I learn. So I need to practice it that way. But for me, again, to put more of the intellect into it versus just the practice. And again, that autopilot, get out of autopilot and do something a little bit more. And I just think this is so powerful. And I'm really, really hoping that as folks are listening to this, if it's the first time they've heard this, listen a couple of times, because it's not going to go away. And the information that Patricia has just shared with us is amazing, and it's easily understood. So Patricia, share with our audience an email address for you. Share with our audience what your you know what it's called, website, your web address is.
Yes, of course. First and foremost, one thing in the work that I do, we always give thanks. So I want to give thanks starting from my ancestors. Mm-hmm. You know, it is my ancestors that carry we call it medicine. That carries the medicine that I practice. I want to give thanks to my auntie, who taught me a lot in her little adobe house when I lived right next door to her, with teas and plants and prayers. And to all those that walked before us in the area of the Southwest, I want to give thanks to all those before us. And so in my area where I grew up, and I want to give thanks to those that are present here watching and viewing this information, and thanks to you, and thank you very much, and to the producer of the show, thank you for creating this piece to give this information out to the world. And so my website is Mi Tierra Healing Arts. It's in Spanish, so it's not M-E, it's M-I, and then Tierra is T-I-E-R-R-A, healingarts.com. And what other piece of information did you ask me to give?
Your email address?
My email address is Patricia, which I pronounce Patricia. But it's yes. Federico, it's Federico, F-E-D-E-R-I-C-O, and then R-U-I-Z attached to that name, and at gmail.com.
Oh, okay. You're in your Gmail world. Okay. All right. Great. So again, as a I can't even begin to say thank you. And there's so many more questions that I now have, even though you and I worked together for years. What do you offer for a wrap up? What are a few summaries? We only have a few minutes left. A few summaries of what people can do to look at their self-care in light of what you've shared today, and how they might be able to move forward to wake up their healing ability inside of themselves. Because we can't heal others until we heal ourselves.
Well, yes, it's true. But I want to add to that very quickly, mm-hmm. is healing is a journey, not so much a destination.
It's true.
Because what I have discovered in all my years of working with people I've seen young little children, families, third generations, all the way to elders. And one of the things that I've learned is that we are always working on something. So we say we can't heal others until we heal ourselves, which is, there's a big piece of that, which is right on. However, our journey of healing ourselves is as many cycles as the moon has every month.
Very true.
So, you know, I could be at a place where I've done a lot of healing on myself, which I have, but there's always something new that comes up. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something new that will happen, a new event, especially during this time of a pandemic. Like, how do we let go of the anger and pain that we have, that we all have about something that's happening out there? Mm-hmm. And it's about, to me, really, like saying, okay, I'm in this healing process and I need to own healing myself, and setting a mindset within myself that I am my own healing temple. My heart is my altar. And I choose to focus on emotions that are high frequencies versus the low frequencies emotions, which is the emotions of anger, sorrow, pain, which we can't help to have, but we can cultivate more of the emotions that's going to lift us up to states of more awareness of who we are and our journey. So you asked about what you could do. That's one piece. Another little piece, if we have time.
No, is... I don't think we have time, my dear.
Okay. Well, then I'm done.
Then I'm done. What I might do though is add them when I post this show onto my YouTube channel. We can add more of that stuff. That would be grand. It'd be grand to do that. Patricia, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. As always, I just honor my time with you. And thank you. Thank you for the work you do in the world.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
You are very welcome. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there, and it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.